there was a bug.
Okay.
There's the intro.
Hey everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Messy Buns with Haley and Amber.
We're two almost adults discussing romance, pop culture, adulthood, and other messes.
Do you have a topic you want us to talk about? Email us at messybunspodcast@gmail.com. Hope you enjoy. Welcome back to Messy Buns, episode number 5. I can't believe it's almost July. I tried to make that rhyme, it didn't work.
5 in July. There's an I. Like, it works.
What are you doing for the 4th this year?
I don't know. I really don't have any plans.
Me either.
Like, I'm sure I'll find some fireworks. Last year.
Fine, though.
I'll stumble around. Last year, my mom called the cops on our neighbors.
Wait, so, what?
Did I not tell you?
No.
So last year, so we have these neighbors that are known around town as kind of being like troll makers.
They're known around town. They're called the Sharks.
No, this what? Is not.
Like West Side Story? Are they not one of them?
Isn't it the Sharks and the Jets?
Isn't that from Bring It On?
Well, yeah, but I thought it was originally from...
Oh, is it? I've never seen West Side Story.
I want this to be cut out because I'm telling everyone that I'm a musical theater enthusiast and I actually have no idea.
I think of I just Bring It On number 4.
When you'll reject. That's from West Side Story. Okay.
This is going to be a hot mess.
No, so they're kind of known for being troublemakers, whatever.
Okay.
And last year, they had the massive, like, aerial fireworks.
So, pause.
Okay.
Are fireworks legal in Utah?
Yes, but, like, there are restrictions.
Because there is nothing legal about them in Massachusetts. Like, not even the little guys.
Yeah, like, you can do certain things. Okay. They just changed the rules again, I think.
I honestly
don't know.
Okay.
But they were doing ones that were literally... So, they were doing them on their side of the street. They were going over our house into our yard. Like, that's how big they were exploding.
And your mom was
and
not happy.
So, we could, like... It looked like lightning, because no matter what room you were in, it was just like, boom, 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 boom.
Was your dog freaking out?
Nah, he doesn't really care. He was just
the most
kinda,
dramatic
well,
dog I've ever
he
met
was, like,
and he doesn't care.
He was pacing around, but he wasn't like crying.
Oh, okay.
But then my mom was getting concerned because they were going like under our cars and she's like, this is gonna like start a fire. So she turned all the lights in our house off and I had a friend over. And all of a sudden we're like, why
friend.
Is it? I was like, why is it so dark? And we go upstairs and my mom's like in the pitch black, in the window, with our landline telephone. And I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? I'm calling the cops. I was like...
So did the cops come?
Well, yeah. And so it was so funny because, I mean, like, my family, like, we ain't no snitch. But it was so funny because we were. And my mom has, like, the landline and she's, like, all upset and all of a sudden, hi, yes, this is so-and-so at this address. I'm just getting concerned.
So she actually said, like, her name and her address.
Well, yeah. She was just like, oh, my neighbors. But the police were, like, showed up and they just told them, they were like, you can't be, like, in the middle of the street. Because they were blocking traffic and, like,
oh my God.
I tried to pull in the driveway and they, like, gave me attitude. They were like, why are you trying to drive in the road? And I was like, whoa. So it was a whole can of worms.
Okay, well, hopefully that doesn't happen again this year.
Oh, I'm hoping it does. Just kidding. Stay tuned.
Let's talk about our weeks.
Yes.
Your week or my week first?
You can go first since I just rambled.
So I went home for a week and a half and it was like the best time ever.
It was like 10 months on my end, but
I got to go to Boston Pride, which I was really bummed that I missed Salt Lake Pride because I've been to Boston Pride before, but I was happy mm-hmm. I still got to go to Pride. I went with my friends Jackie and Kelsey, and we had such a fun time. It was the perfect weather. We took the train in. My stepmom made me a shirt that said, is it gay in here or is it just me? Which...
Aww.
Thank you, Diane, for that amazing shirt. That shirt was perfect. We had a really fun time. And I was really bummed I missed Utah mm-hmm. Pride. Have you been to Salt Lake Pride?
Mm-mm,
no.
I never have.
I
it's just,
really
it, I don't do the heat. Like, being outside in the heat, no. Like, I avoid those situations.
It's getting up to the hundreds here.
I know.
It's insane. I know. But there's no humidity.
True.
I wrote an article, and it got published on a website, and it's, like, super exciting. I've never had my work published.
I'm a big fan.
Are you?
Yes.
So, if anyone hasn't read it, I'm going to plug my article.
Yes.
Am I allowed? Should I? Is that weird?
Why is it weird?
Okay, I don't know. It's called A Letter to Every Toxic Ex. It's on thoughtcatalog.com.
That's T-H-O-U-G-H-T, not T-H-O-T, like
I
thought
it was.
Like
it She's like, no, I've never heard of that website.
You know,
before.
I was like concerned. I'm like, what are you writing that's ending up on a thought website? But then when she sent me the link, I was like, oh.
It was like really therapeutic to write it out and like share it with the world. And it was kind of like a big, hey, here's what happened to me, if others can relate, like, mm-hmm. And I had some girls message me, like, hey, thank you so much, because that's how my ex was, and, like, yeah. It's really good to know that I'm not the only one, and it's true, like, there are some really toxic people in this world, and they should not be dating people. Have you ever had a toxic ex before?
No.
No? That's good.
I don't date.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, I was like, I have one ex, so I'm like, nah.
Speaking of dating, oh. Haley's back on Tinder.
What?
Well, so is Amber, but that's not important.
What? Oh.
You act like you're surprised.
I can't keep track of who's in, who's out. No, I literally can't, because I have so many, including myself, friends who are like, one week they have it, the next week it's deactivated, they have it for 4 hours, then it's gone.
That's totally
yeah,
your
that's
to you.
So that's why when people are like, I'm on Tinder, I'm like, wait, are you really? And I'm like, wait, that's me.
No, I joined a few days ago. Nope, that's a lie. A few weeks ago.
I don't know what to say.
I only had one terrible, awful date that went completely wrong back in Boston, but I haven't had any dates yet since being back. But you know what? Hey.
We're here.
We're here.
We're out here.
So have you had any dates?
No. Well, I don't think I'm using this app properly. So number one.
Wait, can we first talk about what your bio says?
That's where I was going to lead with. I don't think that I'm using this app properly because I, first of all, hate bios.
Bios
I never
are awful.
Know what to say about myself. I just hate it. So my bio is from the old Vine, the Jared man.
Yeah.
So my bio says, hey, what up? I'm Jared, I'm 19, and I never learned how to read.
So if you haven't seen that Vine, go watch it. Just type in YouTube, the Jared Vine. It's really funny, but...
Yeah. And then, so then under that, it says, like, oh, I sunburn easily, because, you know, it's like, what else are you going to tell people? And so, it's like, don't ask me to go swimming, is what I'm saying. And so, yeah, someone messaged me, and they were like, wait, so your name's Jared... And you're 19, not 23. I was like, no. I'm like, that's a joke. And they're like, oh, cool. I'm like, whoa.
So clearly we're not going to date anyone who doesn't understand that vine.
Well, and then I had someone message me another one of, so the guy that made the Jared vine, he messaged me like the text from another one of that guy's vines.
Oh, I thought you meant the actual Jared.
No. And so I was like, okay. Like, that's when I knew. I was like, hey, he's a homie. Like, I can talk to him. But then I think I unmatched him. Sorry, bro. But it's fine. I got scared. And then also, someone messaged me and they were like, these are my expectations for this app. And I said, those are not my expectations. And so then he was like, he was like, oh, that's understandable. Like, thanks for being honest. And now I'm helping him meet other people. Like, now I'm his wing woman.
Well, I'm sorry. What?
I know, like, we became friends because he was like, this is what I'm looking for. I said, no, thanks. But I have these three friends I'd like to set you up with.
Are you joking right now?
I'm not kidding. I also helped someone reconnect with their ex. Because he messaged me and I was like, wait, I know so-and-so.
I wish the people
so-and-so.
Could see my face right now.
It was only one person. I just felt really bad for the guy.
Okay, Tinder is for you.
I know, but
to
like,
meet someone.
I wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
It's fine. And then I also accidentally super liked someone. But I mean, that's another story for another day.
Oh, God, I hate super liking.
I know. And then they messaged me and they were like, what? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't had any luck. I've gotten ghosted, but you know, like, hey, everyone gets ghosted.
I'm the ghoster.
Speaking of, my mom texted me today. She goes, what does ghosting mean?
Oh no.
She goes, one of my nanny friends who's younger told me about it. I told her, I said, it's when you go on a date, you have fun, you text for a little bit, but
then
you just
disappear.
Drop off the earth. She goes, well, that's rude. And I said,
you're like, that's why it's frowned upon.
Everyone's been a ghoster once in their life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, more than once for you. But.
Okay. Well... I need a lawyer before we continue with this question and answer.
So last weekend, I had a friend come in town from college. Erin came over and came over like just to drive away.
Karen just walked here.
Karen? Her name was Erin.
I don't know where that came from.
Erin flew to Utah and we went to Keys on Main, which is a really fun piano bar. And we had so much fun. Did you have fun, Haley?
I had so much fun. I just like that place. I do.
It's really cool. It's like, fun. It's a bar.
Okay, let me stop stuttering.
It's a bar, but you get your own table. There's food. There's drinks. Mm-hmm. We had a blast. But we have to talk about our Lyft driver.
No, our Lyft driver was cool. Okay. We won't use his name. No. But he
was awesome.
Let's call
him... Phil. Let's call him Phil.
Phil of the future. I'm just kidding.
So we call the Lyft to get from where we are to Salt Lake City. And he's really cute.
Well, he's basically Nick from The Handmaid's Tale.
Which, by the way, if anyone hasn't watched The Handmaid's Tale, you have to watch The Handmaid's Tale. We'll talk about that later in our other segment. Anyway, he looked like Nick from The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
Like, I was trying to set Haley up with Phil.
AKA, you made one comment. Like, no, I just was uncomfortable gazing out the window.
So... Haley's friend Charnay's blasting Cardi B in on the front. We're all jamming. I'm worried that this guy is like, wow, we're going to drop these girls off in the middle of the highway because I can't stand them. He was chill, though.
Yeah,
he was
cool.
Really cool. But then, tell him what happened.
Well, so then, obviously, if any of y'all have ever used Lyft, sponsor us. Just kidding. You know that you, like, don't have their information after the ride. So all of my friends were like, oh, like, we're going to hook it up. And then we all got out of the car and realized, like, we had no reason to contact.
But
like,
there was a part where you could say, lost an item. So we almost clicked it.
So then as we're getting out of the car, I'm like, hey, do you have Tinder? Or I was like, well, first I asked if he had Twitter. And he was like, no, but I have Reddit.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
and
okay.
I love Reddit.
And Amber's like, well, trigger word, Reddit. And I was like, whoa. And then I asked him if he had Tinder, and he was like, it's out there somewhere. So I was like, okay. Well, then, whatever, we get out. We realize we don't know how to contact him.
My
friend, it's your friend. It's our friend
Who?
Now. Aaron.
Okay, what
about
like,
Aaron? My friend. Like,
I know. Excuse me.
But Amber's friend, yeah. Aaron, was like, the only thing I can do is, like, claim a lost item. And Amber was about to be like, tell him that you stole my friend's heart.
And then I thought, better plan, let me go on Reddit and go to the Salt Lake City tab and say, missed connection, like the Craigslist used to do.
We sound like legit stalkers. But anyway.
So then,
like, forgot about it, whatever.
The week goes on.
Yeah, the week goes on. So that was, like... Whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm swiping on Tinder, as I do, and I run into him and I'm like, oh, LOL.
But then the story gets better.
So then I swipe right.
Okay.
Nothing happens. Then Amber and I are at work.
And we're doing an event
Event. And guess who walks through the event? The Lyft driver.
And I don't know if he saw us, but I first spotted him and I was like, oh, okay. And I whipped around.
We both like slowly turned.
Haley.
We just both turned away. We're like, ugh.
So then you guys matched today?
Well, so then today I get the, you have a new match, hard eyes thing. And I was with my sister and I jokingly was like, ha ha, watch it be my Lyft driver. I open it. It's the Lyft driver. So, and then... So just when you think the story's over. So then I messaged Amber and I was like, LOL. And she's like, you should message him and say, hey, want to give me a lift? And I'm like, oh no.
That's a funny joke.
No, it's good. But like, so then I sat on it for a second. I was like, do I want to do that? That was probably inappropriate. So then I thought about it for a second.
And then.
Before I could even think of something witty, he messaged me and was like, were you one of those girls I drove to Salt
Lake? No, he called us ladies. He said, one of the ladies I drove to Salt Lake?
And I was just like, have I responded yet? Nope. But I will, buddy. Wait for me.
I want this love saga to continue.
I don't know how. But yeah, that's what you missed on Glee.
Oh, I hope that you guys live forever
together. You could have stopped it, live forever. I'm fine with that.
Like, lift at first sight instead of love at first sight?
I just pictured him, like, bench pressing me. Do you even lift, bro? Should I text him? Oh my god. I'm gonna message him. Do you even lift, bro?
We can do so many lifting puns.
I don't think that was you. Do you even lift? Anyway.
Oh my
So moving
god.
On, because we've now spent 40 minutes on our intro.
So under Haley's how was your week, she has something about stupid Pokemon, so go ahead.
Oh, I don't have to talk about it.
No. Oh, I feel really bad. I just totally, like, dissed your, like, week. No, talk about your Pokemon.
My week?
Well, I dissed your little thing.
No, it's okay.
No, talk about your Snorlax.
No, I just, like, everyone makes fun of me, Amber, for still playing Pokemon Go, but I will not delete this app until I have a Snorlax. And everyone else seems to have one, but not me. And I, okay, Amber's falling asleep. But my thing is that, like, so I've gone to new levels and I started Googling, like, how to catch a Snorlax, like, where to, like, find them. Okay. And
Have you found one?
No. Well, apparently I've seen, well, I've seen one in, like, a gym, like, a Pokemon gym, not, like, an actual gym.
Okay, why didn't you get it?
Well, because, like, I couldn't catch it. Like, it was somebody else's.
Then steal it from them.
I don't think that's a thing.
Oh.
I don't know how Pokemon works. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a fake fan. But yeah, but then I was, like, Googling, like, how to find them, and this description came up, and I realized that I am a Snorlax. Like, I'm on the hunt for myself, because the description was literally, like, sleeps all the time, eats, can eat 400 pounds of food before getting full, and I was like, this is the description that my mother will give the cops when I go missing. Like, oh, what is she, like, who is this person? God. And my mom will say, well, she's probably sleeping in a tree with children jumping on her stomach, as the Snorlax does.
Oh my God. So keep us updated if you get your Snorlax.
Thank you. I will, except you won't care. I'm joking.
The viewers, I mean, the listeners might care.
Richard will care.
Speaking of Richard...
Speaking of Richard, well, I was going to talk about him when I mentioned Beyonce later, so it's fine.
Oh.
We'll save Richard.
Okay, we'll save him. So I've been wanting to watch some, like, new series because I don't really watch much TV. I don't have cable. I just have Netflix and I steal Haley's Hulu.
Hello.
So I started watching The Handmaid's Tale, which, by the way, oh my Lanta. Do you have no response to that? Don't you love The Handmaid's
Tale? Sorry, I was looking at how thin my legs look. Sorry, I'm not even kidding. I was like, oh, wow, my leg looks kind of good. The Handmaid's Tale, like, define...
I don't usually like dystopian stuff, but it's really good.
No, I really like it. So speaking of The Handmaid's Tale, I usually, so it comes out every Wednesday, and usually I watch it Wednesday night, but this past Tuesday, I was up until midnight, and so I thought, like, oh, I'll just watch it before I go to bed, because it was already loaded, and then I tweeted, like, just something, and then I wake up to this, like, tweet from Amber that's like, you can't tweet things like this,
because
it was a spoiler, and she's behind, so that's somehow my problem.
But here's the thing, I should have not tweeted that, because... I'm on episode 1 of season 2.
I thought you were, like, you told me you were, like, on episode...
I did not tell you that.
You told me that you had watched, like, 3 episodes.
Okay, I'm on episode 1. So what episode are they on right now?
Like, 11.
Okay, so I should not have tweeted that to Haley, because that's not fair of me, because I am very behind. Don't give me that look.
I thought you were, like, 1 week behind.
No.
Oh, no.
I know. So I take back my yelling tweet, because... The question is that Haley proposed.
Yeah, so then my question for the audience, and please, like, give us feedback on Twitter, is when is it acceptable to start tweeting about new episodes of TV shows? Because I'm a live tweeter, so well, I'm just going to do it while I'm watching.
But it's funny, because I feel like certain shows, it's acceptable to live tweet, but others, it's not.
Yeah.
So, like, Game of Thrones, people don't tweet about that, because people were like...
But people do tweet about it, and then it ruins it for me, and I'm like, oh...
See, where's the line? Because, like,
But see, I also feel like that's my problem. Like, if you're not going to watch it while it's happening, then don't go on Twitter.
So basically, you have to... I know, people are going to tweet about it on Twitter, but you have to avoid all social media.
Well, not really. I think for me, I just avoid the hashtags, because I've made it, like, 2 weeks without getting spoilers for TV shows. Like, I just don't go under the hashtag.
Oh, see, but sometimes my friends will tweet about it with no hashtag. Yeah. So for me, I used to live tweet The Bachelor. And now that I don't watch The Bachelor anymore, I still see everything on my timeline because I followed all these people who watch it. So I'm like, okay, now I have to, like, unfollow everyone.
Mm.
But it's hard because I can't get mad if I see a spoiler because I am, like, 11 episodes behind.
Yeah. My thing is that I will go on, I'll start the new episode, and then I'll get on the hashtag so I know how it ends. And then I'm mad. I'm like, why did they tweet that?
Why will you do that?
I don't know. I get really, what's that word? Impatient. Like, if I know that something big... What's the feet? Just kidding. This isn't The Little Mermaid. But, anywho. Any hoozles. I'm just kidding. So,
don't say that.
I know.
Aww.
Okay. We're not gonna... Okay. It's copyright. But I will, like, go looking for tea. Like, if I know that the episode's gonna end on a bang, like, I will go look for the tea. Oh,
I
will
not do that. I get angry.
But I do that with books. Like, I will read the last... Oh my god,
why would you do that?
What if I die before I finish it? I don't know.
But you completely ruined
When I started Gilmore Girls, I watched the season finale first. Oh my god,
we can't be friends anymore.
Well, I watched season one and then I was like, I don't have time to make it seven, but I'm still watching it. I'm so faithful.
I used to love Gilmore Girls.
I am.
Have you watched the Netflix reboot yet?
Yeah.
So you've watched that without finishing the first...
I'm on season six of... We'll see... Maybe I have a case of FOMO, but when the writer tweeted, like, oh, you'll never believe the last four words in the reboot, then I was like, okay, well, now I need to find out what those are. Like, I can't wait.
No, you need to be more patient.
But I already know, like, what's going to happen. Well, because I used to watch Gilmore Girls when it was on TV.
If you're out on the road, we weren't finished with our other conversation.
About TV?
Yeah.
What about it?
So, I don't know, I guess that it's okay to tweet about it after the episode airs, but even during it, I don't know, I don't really have an opinion about it. Because I live tweet award shows.
Oh yeah, I do that all the time. Those are fair game.
They are fair game?
Those are fair game, I feel, because it's like, you have to watch that in real time. Like, there's just, because like, the news outlets are tweeting about it, so it's like,
Moral of the story is, don't get behind on our TV show.
Yeah, moral of the story is, make time for the things that are important. Not putting any of this in.
You know, it's really hard when we say things that I can't put in the podcast and I have to erase a huge chunk of time.
It's so hard.
Who edits the podcast?
I know, but like, I would edit it if you would let me.
You know how to do it?
I do, actually. But no, you can do it. You like doing it.
I do. I love editing.
Yeah, I was like, I
like leaving in the things that Haley says, take this out. And then I leave it in it. And I leave the take this out.
That's why I don't listen to these. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Did you listen to episode 4 yet?
I think I did, actually, when I was getting ready.
Okay, so I was hanging out with a friend yesterday in Salt Lake, or 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Was it 2 days ago? I don't know what day it was. Anyway, and she told me about a new word called haunting.
Okay.
Do you know what that means in the kids' lingo?
Maybe.
What do you think it means?
Well, I need it like in a sentence. So like, I feel like
that girl's haunting me. It's a really crappy sentence, I'm sorry.
Like... You can't stop, like, thinking about them.
So, I didn't know what it meant.
Is that what it means?
It means that, like, a ghoster and they come back.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was thinking of... Okay, that's actually very literal. I was thinking it was gonna be some, like... Okay.
Some, like, what?
Well, I thought it was gonna be something like, oh, she's... I can't get her out of my head.
She's haunting me.
She's stalking me. But that, like, literal, like, ghost. Got it.
So, like, it's funny because, I feel like... As I'm getting older, I mean, I'm only 23 years old, but I'm still learning new lingo that the kids use. And I have a list of things that I didn't know it meant, and I had to look them up.
Okay.
So haunting was one of them. My friend told me what haunting was. Didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what a thirst trap is, and I still don't know what a thirst trap is.
Who used that?
BuzzFeed used a headline that said, senior citizens going into the thirst trap or something. Hold on, I gotta look at the actual headline. Senior citizens get their first thirst traps. What does that mean?
Does it not explain it?
It's a video, and I didn't watch the video.
I don't know what that means. Just look up, like, define thirst trap.
A thirst trap is a sexy photograph or a flirty message posted to social media.
Oh, that makes sense.
For the intent of causing others to publicly profess their attraction.
So every selfie I've ever posted. Wow, I'm a queen.
I didn't know there was a word for that.
That makes so much sense, though.
And the new word that I can't stand is stan. Like, I'm...
Oh, I love that.
Why?
Stan and ship...
Speaking of ships, there's a funny story about that.
So, you know, for all of our listeners that don't know, if you say that you ship someone, it's basically like you're okaying a relationship.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I ship myself and Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
that's
you know?
That's on Tumblr forever.
Yeah, though. Yeah, yeah. That's so that's not news.
No.
But my sister is... kind of like Amber in that she's not, like, really familiar with the lingo.
I'm sorry.
Just said you weren't familiar with the lingo.
Yeah, but you're saying that you aren't? That you're familiar with all the lingo. You didn't know what haunting was. You didn't know what thirst trap was. So put yourself in that category.
I'm gonna go home now because I'm being attacked. Okay, fine. I'll restart the story. My sister, blah, blah. Just kidding. But she didn't know what ship meant. And so my friend Richard... Let me just give him a shameless plug. Just kidding. I'll do it when we're talking about Beyonce.
Wow, we've talked about Richard 3 times already.
I know. Stay tuned because we're going to give Richard a really good shout out. And so my sister was like, I don't know what that means. And Richard's like, record her reaction because, like, I want to know. So I started recording and I was like, hey, like, you know, what is, like, what is
Oh, you recorded it?
Yeah.
And why aren't we playing it?
Well, I don't know if the audio will be good. It was kind of quiet because I was on Snapchat. Oh. But it's so funny. She's like, I don't get it. And then Richard was like, tell her that she's canceled. And so I was like, Richard says you're canceled. And my sister, like, ship. Like, the cruise is canceled. Like, this is not a joke. She was like, so wait, what? And she literally, I was dying laughing. And she had no clue. I explained it to her after. But it was just so funny. Like, she thought the two words were related. And she's like, wait, the cruise is canceled. Richard's breaking up with me. I was like, no.
It's so weird when these words come out. Like, so I was a substitute teacher before I moved to Utah. Just for a few months, you know, trying to make.
She's a sub. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Okay, anyway, and I mentioned Facebook, and the kids looked at me like I was crazy. They were probably in eighth grade. Like, Facebook is just dead to them.
Yeah.
And it's just weird to me that, like, Facebook was the rage back when we were in middle school, and now it's gone. I just feel like I'm only 23 and I shouldn't be feeling old yet.
I know. Well, I felt really old the other day because I ran into someone that I used to babysit.
Okay.
And he is now the age that I was when I started babysitting him.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
And he told me, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get my permit or, like, my license, whatever. Well, yeah, he'd be getting a permit,
yeah,
like, soon, and then he'd get his license, like, I think next year or something.
That's so crazy.
Some version of that. And I was shooketh. I, like, I could, like, I really was. My sister and I were both like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Yeah. My first ever family I ever babysat, I was 13 years old, and it was two kids, and the oldest is now a sophomore in college, and I'm like,
that's
how?
Too much. I was a, like, really interesting babysitter, but, like, that's another topic for another time.
What do you mean you were interesting babysitter?
I was cool. Like, it was all, like, blanket forts and, like, board games and, like, playing the Wii.
I was a stickler for the rules. Like, bedtime at 7:30?
No, I was a stickler for, like, that kind of stuff. Because you never know who has nanny cams. You know what I mean? Like, I met someone one time.
Oh, I have a nanny cam story. Continue.
Should we do a babysitting segment?
Well, that's a great idea.
We should table that, huh?
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
But nanny cams.
Not KKK. Ooh. Don't put that in there, please.
I had a family who was open. They're like, oh, we have nanny cams and we look at them all the time. And they were open
about
them.
That would scare me. Like, I'd be like,
I was freaked out the entire time. Like, I'm feeding them dinner or lunch and I was like, okay, they're watching me do this. Like, am I cutting the fruit up small enough? And then one time I was trying to get the DVD player to work and I found the screen of all the nanny cams.
That's a minion. Nope.
I felt like I was like a mall security guard. Like, yeah, no, each, no. It was weird. No. I didn't like it.
We love a Paul Blart.
So because Haley forgot her game,
well,
I had a backup.
Drag Haley day. Whoa.
I had a backup game. Ooh.
Child. Okay.
That's not what game? I was singing. I was singing the Zoey 101 theme song.
Ooh. Oh, I standing there. Okay.
So my game. Okay. I can't.
Get away.
We should play a game where it's like you guess the old Disney Channel
yeah.
Theme song.
That's a YouTube video. Like, you know, they have the videos.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Yeah, yeah.
Table it. No one steal our idea, even though everyone's done it already.
Well, we'll just take that part out.
Okay. So.
Don't steal, like, they're listening right now.
So, I can't take credit for this game. I found it online, but it's badly described movies, and you have to guess the actual movie.
Okay.
So, it's a one sentence. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, are these movies all over the map? Are they from one genre, one?
All over the map.
Okay.
Okay, there's 9 of them. So, okay, first one. Formerly vocal Fish swipes right on High Seas Tinder.
Like.
This is not going to be good. I thought it would be way easy for you.
Well, I feel like it's going to be like The Little Mermaid or something.
It's right.
But where's the Tinder part coming?
I mean, she just found a man. It's not really
Tinder.
Oh,
that's what was catching me off guard. Because I was like, who, what animal was on Tinder? Wow, I need to lighten up.
A cowboy tries to murder an astronaut for the love of a child.
Toy Story.
Good job.
1, 2, or 3.
I mean, I didn't.
Cool.
Okay, cool. When the cats always land on their feet, myth was busted.
What?
When the cat always lands on their feet, myth was busted.
Oh.
This is kind of a dark one. You know that myth that cats wasn't on their feet?
Well, yeah.
This was when it was, the myth was busted.
What cat was, like, Garfield? Like, literally, is it a literal cat?
Yes.
I feel like this is going to be really easy.
It's a bigger cat, though. It's not a meow cat. It's a roar cat.
Oh my gosh, is it the lion?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
I know, but it's really funny.
Why was I going for Garfield?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Parents are so scared to explain their child's condition, they literally make the other child forget and separate them for the rest of their childhood with no explanation to the healthy child.
What?
I'll read it again. Parents are scared to explain their child's condition, they literally make their sibling forget and separate them for the rest of their childhood with no explanation to the other child.
I feel like I've never seen this. That's a very long description.
It is. It's not great.
That was not great.
It's Frozen.
Oh, I was thinking separated, like they never knew each other.
Oh, well.
That's what was confusing. I was like, did they send them
away? That was
a
crappy one.
I was going to say, like, the Parent Trap.
That was a crappy one.
But, like, I get it.
Okay, next one. Horny teenagers take the spotlight away from a girl who has been working in theater her entire life.
I'd like to put $10 on my life.
What?
It's my autobiography. Ooh. Okay. How recent is this?
Between 2005 and 2010.
Is it a Disney movie,
Amber?
It
is a Disney movie. Think about it. This is so easy.
Well, I'm thinking High School Musical.
Yes! Okay. Don't second guess yourself!
Well,
Grumpy Chick has to decide whether to hook up with a corpse or a dog. Don't second guess yourself.
Well, I was gonna say the Corpse Bride, but that's not right. Because you just said corpse, and I was like, oh, queen. I'm sorry, what was the question?
A grumpy chick has to decide whether to hook up with a corpse or a dog. This one's very clever. I wish I made it up. Think of, like, a dead person and a dog.
That could be, like, what?
How can I give you a hint?
Dead person and a dog?
Yeah.
Who
okay, so
watches this? Probably me.
Keep thinking. It's a really good one. I don't want to give you the answer yet.
Dead. I really have no idea.
It's Twilight.
Ew.
Get it? A corpse and a werewolf.
Oh, I get it.
Get it?
I would have never got... I'm going to be honest.
What?
I've only seen the first one once, and then I saw the very last one in theaters.
Okay.
I was never into it, never
God.
Read the book.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Care.
I'm like hyperventilating.
Don't care. Don't
Twilight
care.
Was everything. My mom loves Washington, and she went to Seattle and then visited places they filmed the movie at.
See,
Forks, Washington.
See, that's me with, like, Seattle with... Sleepless in Seattle and 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh my
See?
God, I could have a whole podcast about Team Edward versus Team Jacob.
I did a Team Edward versus Team Jacob dance battle in high school with my drama club for the talent show.
But you weren't even a fan.
It's on YouTube.
You're a fake
Charnay,
fan.
No, Charnay choreographed.
Bullied kid with a birth defect proves people are only nice to you when they need something.
Aww.
You know.
Well, this could be like three different movies.
Okay, so give me the three movies. Bullied kid with a birth defect proves people are only nice to you when they need something.
I don't know.
Hint, the birth defect's on his face. Hint, it's not a human. Wow. Rudolph.
Oh.
He has the nose.
Well, I'm thinking, like, you know.
You suck at this game. Oh,
I wouldn't consider a red nose a birth defect. Like,
remember, it made that whistle noise. It was like, remember?
I've never seen that movie.
Oh my God,
I'm
Haley.
So sorry.
Oh my God. Okay, last one. Everyone tries the ice bucket challenge. It's so dark.
What?
Everyone tries the ice bucket challenge.
Okay. Oh.
Haley.
I don't know.
Come on.
You're looking at me. I'm nervous. Everyone tries the ice bucket challenge. Is this recent?
No, it's from a really long time ago, but I know you've seen it.
And it's dark?
Yes.
As in they're dumping ice water.
No.
Then that makes no sense.
It's the Titanic. Get it? It's supposed to be...
Oh, that's sad. God. Sorry, that was my bad.
Ultimate failure.
That was a bad. That was my bad. No, I got like half of them.
Okay, next time Haley will play our game, and she's currently texting and not paying attention to the podcast.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay, I think that's all we have for the podcast this week. Do you have anything else to add?
No, time for song of the week.
Song or thing of the week. So, I'll go first, and then Haley, you'll end it.
Okay.
Okay, my song of the week is an album. Panic at the Disco has come out with their new album called Pray for the Wicked. It's incredible. I can't say I love it more than the last album, because the last album was fantastic, mm-hmm. but this album was a very close second. Mm-hmm. My favorite songs include Dying in L.A. I love King of the Clouds. I also love Hey, Look Ma, I Made It. So go check that out. Also, if anyone's in the Salt Lake area and wants to go to the concert, I have 2 extra tickets that I bought a really long time ago. So come with me to the concert.
Oh, and that is why I don't plan ahead. No, I'm kidding. I'm terrible and I always plan ahead.
Listen, note to self, don't buy concert tickets with a relationship without them paying you back first, and then you break up and they don't pay you for them. And now I'm stuck with 3 tickets for a concert that I don't know who I'm gonna bring.
And in case anybody's wondering, I'm already going, so I can't buy them.
So, yeah, Haley was supposed to sit right near me, and she's sitting on the other side of the arena.
I made a mistake.
Okay, what's your thing / song of the week?
It's not really of this week, but it's Beyonce and Jay-Z's new album. Oh, okay, we have some shade. Different topic for another time.
We're not doing an entire Beyonce one. I mean, you and Richard can.
Speaking of, so this album is everything. My favorite song is probably Boss. Like, I like them all equally, but that's the song that I keep.
They're so heavy.
No, I am offended. I'm just kidding. But my friend Richard, I asked him because the album dropped while I was at a wedding, so I couldn't really listen to it. And Richard was blowing up my phone. And so I was like, okay, describe it to me in 2 words. And he said, black excellence. And I was like, wow, I know I'm going to be shook. So what I'm saying is that my friend Richard is amazing at describing albums. Follow him on Twitter at RXCHRD. I love him. He takes photos and likes plants.
Why is he getting this huge shout out?
Because he complains that he hasn't been mentioned yet.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding.
He's mentioned him 4 times in this podcast.
Don't put the last part in, please.
Okay.
No, but we want to have him guest star, but he doesn't live in the same state. So anyway.
Yeah, so that's all we have for this week. Yes. I hope everyone has a lovely 4th of July. Hopefully me and Haley can find something to do.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Ta-ta.
What'd you say last time? Toot-toot.
Did I?
I believe you did.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.